This is side one of the tape. Project for 7:30, Pedagogical Grammar. Writing conference number one with Yifa. Okay, remember this was an assignment that you were to write a narration of a past experience.
Yes.
And do you remember the diagram that I gave you about, I drew on this on the board for everybody when I was making suggestions for, you know, some type of structure. There was an introduction and then the setting, the main incident, and then the results, how your life had changed. So that was just kind of a general pattern that we had, that I'd given you for this assignment. And usually in narration, we can show that we're talking about the past by the tense, and we can change the verb form by the past. And then we can also use other words to signal or to let the reader know that we're talking about the past, like words that describe time, like yesterday. Or
when I was.
We can use other phrases other than the verb to show time. But what we'll be doing mainly in this conference here is looking at how you marked time in your essay. Okay, why don't we, first of all, let's just go through and look at each paragraph. And before looking at particular words, just look at the first paragraph, and can you kind of summarize what the whole paragraph is about?
Okay.
You know, what were you talking about in general, the first paragraph?
The first paragraph, the summary is, I'm talking about when I was a teenager, means when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I had you know, some kind of doubt already about the life, the existence.
So, if you were to try and give a title to the first paragraph, what would you call it?
Title.
Yeah.
Like, should be a sentence or
a phrase or sentence, whatever.
Okay. Like, what's the purpose of life?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the second paragraph, if you were to give that one a title, what would you call that?
The second paragraph, you know, I just described the first time, how can I get a chance to touch with Buddhism?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also, you know, pointed when I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So your first contact with Buddhism.
Yeah.
And this was at a summer camp, right?
Mm-hmm, summer camp.
Yeah. Okay, then the third paragraph, what is that mainly about?
Okay. The third one is, I described in the summer camp, they have a Buddhist teaching class. I mean, what kind of class they support.
Mm-hmm.
I learned from the summer camp.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then the fifth paragraph.
The fourth one. The third one is more theoretic. I mean, that they always talk about the theory.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one, I described the class also include the practical one, so like the chanting and then praying, meditation. Yeah, I also say from the practical side, I also learn some about the Buddhism and mind.
And then the next paragraph?
And yeah, the fifth one, I describe the people, the monks and nuns in the temple,
mm-hmm.
give me, you know, good expression. And sixth one, I describe, you know, my mind is changing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, yeah, the my mind is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, I would like to, you know, try to arise the cause, the reason why later on I became numb.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I described the mind. And
seventh one is kind of long, isn't it?
Yeah, seventh one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seventh, I mean, the although my mind is changed, but they have they should be have some kind, I think this I can say is the main instant, main causes push me for, you know, push me to make a decision.
Okay.
So yeah, this paragraph I described, you know, the main causes I listen from the master.
Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce
the lecture?
How do you pronounce his name?
Xing Yun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't even try it. Yeah.
Okay. Xing Yun.
Uh-huh.
is my master. My master too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I mean, because of his lecture, so give the main instant,
mm-hmm.
the main causes. And next paragraph is I described what I thought and what I felt from his lecture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to get some answer.
This is paragraph 8 now?
Yeah, it should be 8.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, the 8 paragraph I described. I find a resolution,
mm-hmm.
about the problem from his lecture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the yeah, and even, you know, some kind of describe the action, you know, I made a decision, and also I share my hair already in this paragraph I described. An 8th one?
Yeah.
8th one,
yeah.
Okay. And then 9th one, the last one, I said, you know, after I became a nun, and what I feel, something like the I satisfied, or what I feel about my life, about the life of nun.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I should have had you number your paragraphs too.
Okay.
Go ahead and do that now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we both know which
yeah.
we're talking about.
Yeah, nine paragraphs.
Yeah. In general, just to give you some information, what I see going on in this essay is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
You're describing events in the past.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, then you're also, so in that, we can call that narration.
Narration.
Right, describing events in the past.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And
narration.
Or we could call that the storyline too, another,
mm-hmm.
it's another way of calling it.
Mm-hmm.
Putting events in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you're talking about another thing that's going on is evaluation, or, you know, philosophizing about
yeah.
your feelings.
feeling.
Yeah.
Evaluation.
Evaluation of your feelings and thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Or philosophizing is another thing you could call that. So those are kind of two things that are going on in general in the essay. And
I think that's why, you know, I feel the difficulty, because this, the second part, you know, you always talk about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I get confused whether I should use the past tense or the present tense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, what you have to do is look at your composition from the point of view of a reader and see if they can follow the story.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
If you were reading this, could you look for the events that happened?
Mm.
And could you tell by the tense marking in general, could you tell whether they happened now or they happened in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and a way of signaling that would be to use the past tense of the verb.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about what actually happened to you, the reader should be able to follow the story by seeing that those things are, since those events were in the past, that those are marked by past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now maybe sometimes the confusion is when in one paragraph you're talking about two things.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whether to use past tense or present tense.
Yeah.
And there were some times when I wasn't clear when you were talking about this evaluation or philosophizing. There were sometimes when I wasn't clear whether those feelings and thoughts you were talking about were now or then. So let's go ahead and look specifically at the ways of marking events in time, because it can get confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go ahead and look at paragraph one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, since I was a
teenager. I think she big head.
Okay, now this depends really on what you mean to say now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean to emphasize the idea of looking or starting to look?
I think start. Mm-hmm. At that time, start. I think it should be start.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, basically we need to know exactly what you're trying to say. Are you still looking for the answer to all of these questions that you mentioned?
I think, you know, until from the last paragraph, I think, yeah, actually I get the answers for it already, yeah.
So then you're looking back at this as something that has happened in past
time.
Yeah, this searching for answers happened in the past, right?
Yeah.
And now you've... Because if you said since since I was a teenager, it would kind of give me the idea that you're still
still continuing
the search. Whereas if you used
from,
yeah, if you wanted to say something like from the time I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. From the time I was teenage, yeah. Or it means things have some kind of continuum.
Yes, since has an idea in this context that since teenage time until now, and maybe from now
until future,
until the future time, it's really not quite clear whether you're continuing to look or you have stopped looking.
Queen.
Yes. So how would that sentence be if you rewrote it and wanted to make clear to me that?
No, I would say that when, from the time I was teenage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only problem with that though is that if I hear that, I would expect to hear from the time I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Until what I was looking for.
Well, because I just my meaning is I try to set actually, when I was very young, at that time, I already have a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to, something like emphasize. That's why I use things.
You mean up until the time you were a teenager? Even before being a teenager?
No, I mean from the teenager time.
Oh, from the teenage?
Yeah, from the teenager time, and then I start to looking for. That's why I use things. Things. Yeah, I think this caused by the Chinese, because since we always change it, 自从. Yeah, and then 自从, I think I think it's due to the Chinese translation.
Yeah.
But I find in English one word, although the mean when we translate into the Chinese, the from the word. It's the same, but actually it used a different situation.
Yeah. So what? Let's get clear here. What time period do you want to talk about? So you were searching basically from teenage until becoming a nun.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Maybe in Chinese we didn't even pay attention to it, we just say, something like from some time. We will not, consider until when.
But do you mark tense on verbs in Chinese?
No, we did, and the verb is the same, even in the past, the present. We just, will add the adverb, time at the verb.
Yeah. See, in English we do both the verb and the time adverb.
Yeah.
So it's just one more thing to worry about.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we could make it simple. When I was a teenager.
When I was a teenager, I have been.
Actually, you could put it in the simple past. Say, when I was a teenager, I started.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Is that?
When I was a teenager, I started to looking for.
I started to look.
To look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I started to look for an answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then here you go on in line two.
I always doubted.
Like we worked just for living.
Yeah. Lived means eating, sleeping, dressing, merely for working.
Oh.
Yeah, actually when I write this sentence, I still doubt, because of, I doubt, it means in past I doubt.
Right.
But why we working just for living? Actually, it's the fact.
Mm-hmm.
even present time or people working for living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I try to, you know, make agreement with the doubt. So that's why I eat, you know, work it. Mm-hmm. I add eating.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you put these in, if you give us the setting,
mm-hmm.
for these questions that you had in your mind, all of these questions in your mind here,
mm-hmm.
If you set that in the past,
mm-hmm.
with a few verbs here, like in this sentence, and then these here could be in the present. A lot of these questions could be in the present. But because of this sentence up here, you
mm-hmm.
would know that those questions were being thought in the past.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it could work.
So you mean I have to use the present tense
in here, as long uh-huh. as you're consistent.
Oh, consistent. How about
for a few sentences
yeah,
with
but
the context.
Okay, but
yeah.
if the sentence is you know, independent, I mean his sentence itself. I use the present tense. Yeah, I feel it's okay. But if you know, the before that I have a verb, like I doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also I remembered. Something like I remember because I have a. I doubt or I remember the action is in the past. That's why I, although you know, the following sentence is about the fact, but I don't know what the present tense or past tense.
Yeah, well, let's work down to that. Let's look at it in context here.
Mm-hmm.
I always doubt it. So you're talking again about times that, or questions that you had during your teenage years, right?
Yeah.
So when I was a teenager, I started to look for an answer to the questions. I always doubted why we worked just for living and lived really for working.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of life? Who decides our fate? Is there an absolute universal truth? After we die, where do we go? I remember. Okay, this one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still remember now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so here what you have to do is consider your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at it from now to the past, looking back? Or do you want to say here that you are looking from the past back to the further past?
Something like, actually, he said, if according to this sentence, should be, you know, I remember now.
Mm-hmm.
Now I remember.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, now I remember. And when I was,
Why did we decide that? It's basically your perspective.
Uh-huh, perspective, okay.
Yeah.
You mean the which point?
Point of view.
Okay, point of view, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so see, that has to be clear to the reader.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As the reader is reading,
mm-hmm.
He or she has to be able to clearly see your point of view
mm-hmm.
about, you know, both of these things, about the story
mm-hmm.
and all of these thoughts
mm-hmm.
and feelings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember and I was shocked. I was shocked in the past time. So in one sentence there, is it possible for, you know, have the present tense? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I try to create this one because I always get confused.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I remembered I was shocked when I saw the spaceman. Okay, here all you need to do is mark this verb.
Stole.
Yeah. Okay. And then this just needs to be land. In line 7.
Mm-hmm.
I found here. Okay, now here. Do you think these can be this way?
Yeah, because I found at that time I found, but the earth is a small, is a fat, something like a fat.
Mm. Yeah, but from whose point of view?
You mean at that time?
Yeah. Or from what perspective? Did you find that now?
I think that until now I will feel the earth still small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're saying then is because this is present?
I mean, because it's a fact.
You want to put it in the present tense?
Yeah, that's why. Like, I have the thought is, if I write a sentence is, okay, yesterday the teacher taught us the sun rise. On the east, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, the teacher told us is the past tense, and then the sun rise, okay. Sun rises is a fact because although teacher talked it yesterday, but you know the sun rises every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always use this kind of present tense.
Yeah.
I thought it's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, we can also use past tense about facts.
Uh-huh.
Think of an example if you're going to, let's say you went to Varsity Theaters to see The Last Emperor with
mm-hmm.
a friend,
mm-hmm.
and with an American friend.
Mm-hmm.
And after you go out of the movie, your American friend says to you, "That was a great movie."
That was great movie. Uh-huh.
That was a great movie,
uh-huh.
wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
And you say, yeah, it was. Okay, the movie, the act of seeing the movie
mm-hmm.
is past, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the movie, that's
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But do you still think, probably both of you still think the movie is good,
mm-hmm.
or great,
mm-hmm.
but even though you use the past tense, it doesn't make it any less a fact that the movie is great.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So.
No, but if in dialogue, in
yeah,
conversation,
yeah,
how about in if you in writing, it's the same?
It really depends a lot on the context.
Because why, you know, I think, you know, sometimes in conversation, people are not so pay attention to the grammar.
Yeah.
And but when you write, mm-hmm. you write articles.
Yeah, but those general rules that we make about tense are really not so easily applied,
mm-hmm.
and they have a lot of exceptions.
So you mean although it's a fact,
you might be able to use the past.
Uh-huh. Try to make agreement with the previous verb?
Well, the important thing is your perspective.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be, we'll find out from looking through the whole essays.
Okay.
Your perspective and what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So here, Shri, I found the earth was so small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because at that time you found it.
Okay.
And maybe it's it's still a truth to you, but your perspective is
at that time I found.
Right. Your perspective is looking back.
Mm-hmm.
Your general perspective of this whole paragraph.
Yeah.
Your general point of view is looking back and looking at the questions in your mind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's the general setting.
Mm-hmm.
So that has more importance than the if this is past here, should this be past here?
Oh, okay.
Because we get lost in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the general perspective is more important.
So it means that actually I from here, look back the even it's a fact, but in my mind it's the past.
Right.
So it's a better use the past.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would write, actually I like easier. Don't get confused and conflict.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Okay. Be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at that. I found the earth was so small and man was so subtle. On the other hand, how great
the space was.
What do you mean by great? By size?
Yeah, I think the space should, I think the better is the universe.
Okay.
Okay. I think it will be more clear.
Yes. Even in this sentence, what is your, if we just look at this sentence by itself, keeping the reader in mind and the general perspective, let's say there's nothing before it, nothing after it. Do you want the reader to understand that you're asking the question now, or that you're asking the question then?
Yeah, I ask question. Yeah, at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in addition to the verb, you could use, or you could use other signals than this. You could say, on the other hand, I
found, or
I thought.
I thought.
I wondered.
I wondered. Yeah, how great the space was.
The universe was.
The universe was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, even,
there's
two principles that seem to emerge. One is point of view. And the two follows that is your reader should be able to clearly see your point of view. Is talking about past or now or what. And then here, so you use a time marker, like later on.
Later
on,
okay.
From physical science class in junior high, I learned.
The body live out. Yeah, here I use the past tense. Yeah.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It should be left. And you mark it here. It would be dissolved and disappear in space. That's good. I dreamed. Okay. Day. Okay. Now, why do you have this in line 13? Why is this present?
Oh yeah.
See, in the previous sentence, you have if.
The day. Oh yeah, because I think it should be came. Because I thought the day will be in the future.
Yeah.
But here I know the head used the past tense, but okay, sure should be. I dream if the day when I had to die came. Do you feel that this sentence is strange?
These are good.
Okay.
My body would be... As far as the...
Spring.
Yeah, basically I'm looking at the tense.
Okay.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now this one here, my body would be spread over the universe completely.
Mm-hmm.
The tense is okay.
Mm-hmm. Would be okay.
That's okay. But I read lots of philosophy books, but I still couldn't find the answer. Why I come to this world? Just okay. So I think what you can do is let's look at a couple of other paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
In paragraph 8. Let's just read through it. Suddenly I realized that the most worthy thing in this world was the purified mind without great hatred and illusion.
Mm-hmm.
By the way of cultivation and purification, we could achieve the same level in the Buddha. What's the purified mind and pain? Likewise, the most spiritual life of course, the best. At that moment, I got rid of all the doubt about life, and my mind was renewed. And I decided to become a man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So after a lecture, I went
to see
Master
Xing Yun.
Yeah, okay. First, he turned me down and said, it is a lifetime decision, so you have to think it over and over.
Yeah, so in the conversation dialogue, I used the phrase.
That's good.
Okay.
So you have to think it over and over. Actually, I inquire. Okay. Let's see this here. Oh. Yeah, maybe one thing just to make it clearer.
Mm-hmm.
I would just put replied from line 85 in the front to mark where your dialogue starts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it means here. I reply.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I reply.
Okay, now this one, I inquire, in English.
I think you, uh-huh.
Yeah, what do you
think? I think it should be the past tense, for a long time.
Okay, now, past tense means it's over.
Oh, over.
Generally, not necessarily, but generally. Well, there's another way we can mark it, and it's the progressive have been.
Have been?
Yeah.
IMG, I think.
No. Yeah. So here. So the reason that we're going to have to use that is because
for
a long
time.
So it's been happening over a period of time.
Yeah.
So that's why we use this have.
Have.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you could put this.
Required?
You put an ing here.
Oh, been, okay.
But actually, I would use a different verb there.
Uh-huh.
Let's say,
looking for?
Thinking.
Oh, thinking, okay.
Thinking about this.
Mm-hmm. Why is it, what's the difference? Thinking and then inquire.
Yeah, it's just that thinking fits better here.
Mm. Is the inquire something like a more?
We wouldn't use inquire when you're thinking about something to yourself or with yourself. You inquire about something to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To someone else.
Yeah, the idea of the person you inquire to.
Oh,
you don't inquire to yourself.
Oh.
So. Thinking can be used when you're just within, the thoughts are within yourself. Inquire is when you ask someone else about something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I get idea, inquire, when we turns into, Chinese means, you are very curious, and then try to find something. I think the inquire is something like a more formal. Yeah, formal.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I use.
Yeah, academic inquire.
Yeah, academic.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's why I use
it. But here it has to do with what you can do with yourself and what you can ask of other people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I've been inquiring about this, or I've been thinking about this
mm-hmm.
for a long time. Now I found it. I am I replied. Finally, he permitted me to yeah, good. In paragraph 8, it's
mm-hmm.
good because you put it all in the past.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but I...
So we can follow the story. Right?
Yeah, but
the reader can follow the story.
Okay.
And let's look at paragraph 9,
okay.
and then we'll go back to the middle part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's happening in paragraph 9 is two things are happening. Again, you're talking about the storyline.
Okay.
And then you're
and
talking...
Feeling.
And your feelings.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And a general comment I would make is just make sure whether these feelings that you're talking about, I don't
mm-hmm.
know whether they, whether you made them then or now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The first sentence there, that line, I guess it's 89.
80.
Or 90, whatever.
Yeah.
We got a different number
yeah,
somehow.
Yeah, we got, yeah.
Anyway, the first line of the last paragraph.
Uh-huh, okay.
It has been 10 years since I became a nun. That's good.
Mm-hmm. This is the past, and then this has
so,
been.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And
mm-hmm.
that, after I read this,
mm-hmm.
that sentence, what I expect as a reader
mm-hmm.
to find is the results.
The result, okay.
And the effects
mm-hmm.
of how that affected
mm-hmm.
you now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was wondering why here you use the past tense. I felt satisfied with my life.
Mm.
Just because this first sentence here
mm-hmm.
brings us up to now.
So I have used the present.
It's actually what it's doing is it's shifting the general perspective.
Uh-huh.
See, you talked about here in the whole composition, you talked about
mm-hmm.
all the questions you had as a teenager
mm-hmm.
when you went to the summer camp, to the classes, how they
yeah.
affected you,
yeah.
when you went and talked with the master,
yeah.
when you told him you wanted to become a nun.
Yeah.
Okay, that,
oh,
that's
past.
All in the past.
Uh-huh.
And then we have kind of a major perspective
mm-hmm.
shift
mm-hmm.
just because of the way this sentence is. It's been 10 years since I became a nun.
Uh-huh. So it's some kind of, you know,
bringing us to the present.
Yeah, present and okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Because you know, why I think you know, when the became nun is a past,
mm-hmm.
and then has been 10 years until now present.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then why I use the past tense because I try to describe, you know, from this point and to this point, that between these two points, you know, the period between these two
okay.
points, that's why I use fail.
Okay.
Because I don't know, you know, whether, you know, in the future,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't talk about in the future.
Right.
I just, you know, because the 10 years. Yeah.
Right.
Because in my mind, I mean, if I talk about the present,
mm-hmm.
and then something like I will deny the this period.
Mm-hmm. So your focus then is on this.
Yeah, yeah.
From becoming a nun until present.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So
and then that the period.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But because of this sentence,
mm-hmm.
I was expecting to hear about. Your life now. Let's see. Is this still going?
Yeah.
Still have to?
Yeah.
Yeah, not very much.
I think this will be the 30 minutes.
No, this is about 45.
45?
Yeah.
Oh,
time goes
could
fast.
Be,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt satisfied with my life. So, what you need to do is for the reader, you need to mark
mm-hmm.
with some other time adverbials
mm.
or little phrases what
mm-hmm.
period of time you're talking about.
Oh, mm-hmm.
during those 10 years.
Oh, during those 10 years. Yeah,
I felt satisfied with my life.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
what you need to do is signal to the reader the time period you're talking about. See, the reader needs signals to know
what
your perspective is.
Yeah, that's why I explained, you know, before the present, you know, this period.
Right.
Yeah. But if I use, I feel, if, you know, after this, the first sentence, I use, present tense, it's okay.
Yeah, the perspective would be slightly different. It would be looking at
this
point in time, but considering the things of the past too, but the focus would be more on this now.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I still can use it.
You could use it. It would really depend on what you want to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your perspective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, during those 10 years, I feel satisfied with my life. Actually, I think I should use past tense because later on, I told the Buddhism, that's the past.
Mm-hmm.
Past tense.
Well, actually, there's a little bit of a. What happens is, here you're talking about, again, feelings and evaluation, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then here you're going back to the storyline.
Oh, okay.